Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Ellie, you said that Nipsey Hussle's family was taking people to take down the GoFundMe account.
Yeah, because they don't need the money, I guess.
Well, Reggie Bush's wife says law in London approved the GoFundMe account. Bush's wife disputes Karen Civil's claim that Reggie tried to exploit the deceased rapper Nipsey Hussle by creating an unauthorized GoFundMe account for Nipsey's children. The wife insists that Nipsey's life partner, law in London, authorized him to create a GoFundMe account to raise $100,000 for Nipsey's two children. So we'll see.
Wow. Because TMZ said they didn't need it. Yeah, now, it's so weird.
Now, Reggie's wife is saying his wife said that Nipsey's London said yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see.
We'll see about that whole situation. So a 40-year-old Michigan man who moved out of his parents' house is now suing them because they threw out his massive porn collection.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
The man who's identified only as Charlie in the court documents moved to Indiana after living with his parents in Michigan for 10 months. And several months after he moved away, his parents drove to his new home to deliver his belongings, but his porn stash didn't make the trip. That's when his parents broke the news to him that they had trashed it. Charlie, who claims to have had 12 moving boxes filled with adult magazines and videos, estimated the value of his stash at $29,000.
Wow.
Prosecutors declined to file charges against his parents, so Charlie is suing them for more than $86,000. His own parents! Charlie's parents said they did him a favor by dumping the porn because he was addicted to it. That's why he was going through a divorce and living in his parents' house. Ew, you know, when you think of the guy living in the basement in his parents' house, that's what you think. Like, yeah. dirty porn stuff in the basement. And it's true.
Man.
Crazy. You did it. Wow, man. Suing his parents for 86 grand for porn.
The fact that he sued them is absurd. A woman named Takresha Cox recently took a cashier job at a gas station near Oklahoma City. And 2 weeks in, so brand new to this job, she had to save a guy's life. A truck driver named Tommy Robinson bought a burger on Friday and started choking on it. When Takresha was restocking cigarettes and it happened, she heard him fall down, so she yelled for help, but nobody realized what was going on. So she ran from behind the counter. She got him back onto his feet, did the Heimlich maneuver, and a security camera got it all. And she
saw it on the news. It was crazy. Like, she did the Heimlich maneuver, like,
boom, boom.
And that guy, yeah.
That's so crazy. That's like my fear, is being on a job or out and about and someone's choking. Like, what?
Yeah, well, she said she had taken some, I don't know, that's some life-saving techniques, some CPR. Yeah. Woo-wee! That is awesome, and that is the Ish You Missed.